What's going on, my peoples? Before we get into this brand new episode of the Pulling These Podcast, I just want to let you guys know where you can check us out on the internet. Check out our website, pullingthese.com, where you can find all our videos and podcast episodes. On Facebook, we're at Pulling These Podcast. On Instagram and Twitter, we're at Pulling These. If you're old school like me, you can hit us up on the email, pullingtheseemails@gmail.com. All right, so here comes a brand new episode of the Pulling These Podcast. Thanks for listening. Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of the Pulling These Podcast, where we take a trip to Smack City and talk about some pop culture right afterwards. I'm your host, Big L. With me, as always,
it's Fred Diablo.
And it's me. It's me. It's DJ Ernie B.
Oh, yeah. So this episode is going to be a real good one, guys, because now we're going to get into this. Two big events happened.
It's been months.
Yeah. We're finally smashing pop culture again. We're being celebrated for all these months with little bits here and there. Now we're getting like the whole girl.
Now we got the big old turkey.
Yeah. So the Snyder Cut came out and the Falcon and Winter Soldier premiered this week on Disney+. So we're going to start things off with a topic we've been fucking talking about nonstop for the past year already.
Ooh, it's finally come.
And now we get to most likely end, maybe, or, you know, still when there's more theories coming out, more rumors, we're probably still going to be talking about it. But let's start off with the Snyder Cut. Ooh.
All right. As far as I'm concerned, that movie ended with a to be continued and a question mark.
Yeah. But that's going to be one thing we're going to get to. That shit, there's like sections of this shit. And I think that's why he like broke it like in six parts. Because it's like, you'll be like, all right, in part three, when this dumb shit happened. Or some But let me just say straight off the bat, I enjoyed the Snyder Cut way more than I enjoyed the 2017 cut that came out in theater.
The Whedon cut.
Overall, it was better than the Whedon cut.
Yeah, it was way, way, way miles above the Whedon cut.
And the only reason the Whedon cut was not good after watching this, I realized, is that Joss Whedon made a Joss Whedon movie using Zack Snyder parts.
Yeah. And that shit, like, it really, you could tell, like, it was just, like, a big mess.
Yeah. It was a jumbled mess. Two different
Affleck was way out of shape by then. Like, he was just mad. And his chubby in the fucking bat suit.
Yo, he filled that bat suit, man.
Yeah,
there's a scene where like he jumps and lands, and like he does this.
No, that's actually a Snyder. That's a Snyder scene.
Oh yeah, yeah. And that scene, that's where I feel like he looks his fattest.
Yeah, but people were saying that it was a Whedon. Like that was like a reshoot.
Oh, he's bloated in the reshoots.
Huh?
He's bloated in the reshoots.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like that. Okay. Like that actor himself, because you know the Batsuit's already bulky, so it looks like you know. He's kind of he's too big, you know? I don't know what it is. Because in Batman vs. Superman, it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? It was like...
It looked better in Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
The suit looked better in Batman vs. Superman. Or am I bugging?
No, it looked like he was fit. You know what I mean? Like he got ripped.
They had the workout scenes where he was like pulling the rope and everything.
Yeah. This I remember like you could see the padding on the Whedon cut, like it was like he was bloated and like filling it up. You know what I mean? Like it was tight on him. You know what I mean?
It felt his head got fat too and filled up the
you can tell like there's scenes where Ben Affleck's face basically goes from like fat to thin and thin to fat again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like especially the epilogue and at the end, like he's like super like
thin. He's super thin.
Super thin. Yeah.
That's like, months passed. So
we're gonna tell you how much has passed since the last scene. So you know, but let's start off with the good stuff first before we dive into because you know just to give it a fair shot because we spend years fucking bragging on this shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we liked about it. So
on my list.
I'm gonna let Ernie look up his list, and Freddie, why you don't go ahead.
One thing off the top of my head, the part I think I like the most was definitely the Flash reversing time.
Oh, okay.
That scene of him running and like time just like coming back in pieces, and like seeing the superheroes coming back with like their skeletons forming and like the muscles over it. Mm. That shit looks super cool.
Yeah, that scene, like, I never understood why they didn't really talk about his powers in the Whedon cut.
Yeah.
Like, they just made it seem like he just runs fast and that was it. Like, it would have made more sense to be like, oh, you know, he has the power to do this, but that's one thing he's like, he told himself he could never, like, the one rule he could never break is messing with time, which he had to do.
Yeah. And
a couple times here, because otherwise it would have been like the end of the world.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I liked about his character too. Like, he really had like a big moment in this movie. Like, you know, going on like failing to get there in time at the first try, and like you see like the world being destroyed by Darkseid when like, you know, the end when Cyborg is like hacking the mother boxes to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
He fails, then you know, the world starts fucking exploding, and you know. And he just goes back in time and reverses time and go like, you know, like the first Superman movie.
Yeah.
He reverses time to save the day.
And but that like action scene overall was like super cool because while Cyborg was like trying to move the boxes, you see Flash running around like telling him, go, do it right now, whatever. I loved it.
No, that was a good scene. Like, like his character, I don't know how, what. It felt like he was more fleshed out, even though he probably had the same screen time like in the Whedon cut too, but it was something about this version of him that was, it felt like it was more natural.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you guys earlier, it was like, it's crazy, like the Snyder, he was funnier in the Snyder cut than the Whedon cut, and Whedon's like kind of known like for humor, right? But like in a Whedon cut, it was like stupid shit, like him complaining about brunch, like not, like what was it, like the whole thing of him not getting brunch.
Yeah, right. I forgot about that scene.
That was like a thing with him, right? That was like a brunch, but it was like mad weird. Like, why is that supposed to be funny?
What
like,
is brunch? And when he fell on Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah. So those are reading, you know, jokes that really didn't fit in. It was just mad weird. Like, I remember watching it in the theater, and like, it takes you out. Like, that takes you out of the movie for some reason.
Yeah, it feels forced. Well, it felt forced. Yeah.
Because the dialogue is like, okay, because you're like, you're trying to figure out what's Whedon and what's Snyder. Mm-hmm. And it's so fucking different, the comparisons.
So obvious when you see it.
Yeah. But the Flash, yeah, he's like, I think he was really like the heart of the movie. Like, people say Cyborg is the heart of the movie. Yeah, that's true. But like, I feel like the Flash was made to have like, I would like to see a Flash movie, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see what's next with this character.
He was the Spider-Man, you know? Like, so
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Like the you know, the young kid that we're cheering for, you know?
They could have easily put him in the Cyborg role and not even put Cyborg in the movie.
That was the thing, yo. That's why I feel like it was like two movies. Because it was kind of like, it was kind of like a Cyborg movie.
Yeah, it was like his origin movie. Yeah.
Speaking of, Cyborg was good. I like what they did with him.
Yeah, me too.
His character was fleshed out. It was cool. Like they explained like his power set, like how he was figuring out his powers in the beginning, like all that being explained. Like, we didn't get that in the Whedon cut, so that's like, you know, we just had like all these characters just thrown together in the Whedon cut. But here, there's like more backstory to the character, and like he's one. Of course, I see why he was pissed off at Whedon cut. He took all his fucking, you know, it was his movie.
Yeah, it was to go all those screen time. All that screen time gone.
But I actually gave a crap about Cyborg.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. But then, like, that's the thing, too. Like, you have to think about the time, what was going on at the time, right? This is, like, they were filming this right when Batman vs. Superman was coming out in theaters. Because everything was, like, going, like, the plan was going forward. It was already, you know, in motion.
Yeah.
So when everybody was, like, when the reception to Batman vs. Superman wasn't what Warner Bros. Expected, they panicked. And they were like, oh, shit. Like, what are we going to do? This dude is not, like... Because I don't know if, like, the the first Justice League movie was going to be in two parts. Not like a part one, part two, but like part A, part B type of shit. Like it was going to be like Justice League part one, but broken up in two parts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was like a plan, but I think, you know, they were worried because Snyder was just doing all this shit and it was getting fucking long as hell.
Yeah.
Like, look, this shit was like 4 hours. His cut was 4 hours, right?
Yep.
So the studio was probably trying to get him to cut it at least 2.5, maybe 3 hours. But then, like, they kind of got scared because the reception to Batman vs. Superman was what they were expecting.
Yeah.
So they were like, yo, this dude, you know, this shit flopped. This shit is going to be mad long. We're going to have a whole origin movie about a character nobody really knows.
Yeah.
You know, I can see him getting scared and be like, oh, you know, maybe we should cut some stuff out of it so it could be like 2 hours the most, maybe. So it would be like a fun action movie instead of just like setting up everybody's character, which I understand because the whole approach of doing this was all wrong. Like, you needed to have these guys' own stories first.
Marvel did.
Yeah, before you try to do this, because then like you're trying to explain their backstory while having like this movie go on at the same time.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's like two movies because you got like the cyborg story, you know, seeing. And, you know, I was cool with that because, like, whatever, it's more backstory. His powers are cool. He's connected to the mother box, so it makes sense that he'll be a big part of the story. Mm-hmm. But there was shit like we really didn't need the football scene. We really didn't need the scene in the principal's, the dean's office or whatever about him. Yeah. The school files and shit like that.
Any scene that was slow motion with a sad song playing at the end.
Yeah.
And they did it for every character. Every character they introduced, they did it.
Yeah.
So if they had taken that off, they would have been like a nice 3 hours, 3:15.
Yeah. Yo, the scene where Aquaman walks into the water while taking off his shirt and drinking.
Yeah.
Slow motion, that shit is 2 minutes.
Yo, for real?
That shit was 2 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here. And that's the thing too, because like I understand, like, yo, you could have done like cut a lot of shit out and just like,
oh yeah,
and not even notice it. And I even notice it.
So this is what I liked about the Flash too. Like, they show him go fast instead of that little like, you know, weird, you know, at the beginning, right? So I was happy again that they took off. In my head, I was like, oh, they took off the stupid run. They knew it got like a bad review. Yeah. They took it off.
I was happy.
No, it came back. It came back eventually, you know, at the end. Yeah. You see him running.
Yeah. But not like the really bad one that they showed him like running like in the front, like doing that weird.
Yeah. And, like he does run. Like this weird, like kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, arms. Yeah, so that scene when he's in the interview and he like runs and like saves what's that girl's name? Something
Iris.
West.
Iris.
Iris West.
Yeah.
So like that scene like could have been, you could have cut off it got to a point where it was like when he grabbed the hot dog, I thought the same exact thing that he was gonna put it in her mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then like he just grabbed it, put it, and he put it in his pocket. I started cracking up. It was hilarious. But then it got creepy because he was just kind of like
touching
her,
I was like, what is going on? This is taking way too long, too long of a slow motion scene. It was just so weird. And all you had to do was just, you know, grab her and boom, 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 and like the fact that it like would have been faster, not so slow motion, would have shown how fast he is. You know what I mean? Like it would have helped the situation. I don't know. It's just those slow motion scenes, which is like the worst part of it.
And longer. And he didn't save the guy in the truck. Mm-hmm. He just saved Iris.
No, but that guy in the truck didn't even notice. Like, this was weird too. He didn't even notice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anything happened.
Like, what kind of trucker is just gonna fucking go get try to get a burger while he's fucking driving? Like,
in a narrow street.
Yeah. And then like when everything crashes, it's just like random.
Oh, he survived.
Yeah.
I guess I missed that part.
They just did that thing when he just gets away. Like he's like, all right, nothing happened. Like nobody died, so I could leave now. Even though
I'm sure his truck had massive damage on it from hitting that car.
And the fucking wreck that he left behind. Like, come on.
I'm sure it felt exploded. The impact.
Yeah, exploded. The car exploded. It was wild. Wild shit. I was
everywhere.
Yo, that was one. Yeah, because it was the slow motion was getting ridiculous. The shit where like, because there was one was Lois going out the coffee shop. Yep. Slow motion. One, it was Wonder Woman going up the stairs. Slow motion. Like, I was like, yo, come on. There's no need for this shit, man. There's no need for this shit. It looks nice. I know your shots, you film, like, the visuals are fucking great. I ain't gonna lie. But we don't really have to fucking drag on one all visuals, scene, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She gave a cop coffee in slow motion.
Like, why? Why does that need to be in slow motion? Like, I get it.
It's almost parody, like the South Park episode where Mr. Garrison goes to the lesbian bar and it's like 300 and he's pouring coffee in slow motion.
It was a Snyder parody.
Yeah.
You know, somebody was saying that like he's great at doing that, like just adapting shit. Like 300 was just like he kept the same energy as the comic book.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. He transfers that energy to the screen. Sometimes that shit don't work, though. It's just like, we see what you're getting, but it doesn't need to be this. Like, you just have him walking normally. You don't have to slow it up for us. We know, like, she's sad. And she's going to see the monument of fucking Superman. Because he died. And, you know, we get it. You don't have to fucking slow it up for us to show us how serious as this moment is or whatever.
Like, I understand I'm supposed to be sad too.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You're deep. I get it.
Man, that's so long.
Yeah, it was way too long.
Yeah. I think they would cut some of the cyborg stuff. Not all of it, just some of it, like half of it. Like the school stuff. Maybe just catch him at the end of the football game, going home with his mom, complaining about his dad not being there, and they crashed.
Yeah,
like that would have been a great way to start it off, right? You get to know, like, you have a conversation between the mother and Cyborg, and you know, show the bond, explain the father's never there. And then you get the idea of what the relationship's gonna be like. Instead of spending all that time, you know, him, like that's the thing too. You're trying to like. No, man, he broke the law. Like, he hacked into our records and changed the name. He should be, like, I don't care. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, colleges and universities have some sort of, like, program that helps, you know, students that deal with that type of shit, the parents dying or whatever. They'll help them somehow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like counseling or something.
Like, I think hacking the school system is a little too much. It's like, you're breaking the law, sir. And, like, she makes it seem like just because he did it for a good reason, like, it's okay.
What did you do for that boy?
Yeah. I can tell you what I didn't do, and that's break the law, man. That's what I didn't
do. Man, we have like 8,000 students in the school.
I mean, I'm sorry. Oh, man, the parent was paying tuition, I'm pretty sure. They probably had a will set up or some shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
The kid hang out and dry like that.
Yeah, they even could have cut out that, even though it was a good scene, they could have cut out that scene where he gave that woman all that money.
Yeah.
Like, when he was that was part of him, like, knowing what his powers was. So I think that was, like, more like that. I didn't mind that scene because it was like, it was, you know, it gave you information, like, it was, you know, let you know what's going on, and you get to know that he's like the most powerful being in the fucking movie.
True,
like,
yeah,
tech wise you know what I mean? But like shit, like the football game, the mom stuff with the dean, whatever, what else? Yeah, even the Wonder Woman scene, like her stopping the bomb shit.
Yeah. That scene though, where he tries to shoot everybody and switches to like machine gun mode, and she blocks all of them. That shit was dope.
Yeah.
But like, this is my thing, right? Like, another thing that I noticed. So how does so she didn't fly in the original Whedon cut, right? At all?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
But she floated in 1984.
Yeah.
So it's like now they show that she flies here. Like it was kind of like, okay, well, but like,
so like what? Her just jump going straight up, right? Like the flying.
She kind of flew. Like she went like jump. She like jumped really high and kind of flew and like threw. Yeah. You know.
So and, like I don't know if she didn't do that in the Whedon cut though.
I can't remember. The Whedon cut. I think she just threw it or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched it. Again, the Whedon cut is horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I actually like better from the Whedon cut is the color palette.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody was like, because they announced like the black and white version is coming out soon. And I was like, oh, great. He took the 2% color that was there.
Yo, for real, everything was gray.
No, because they showed like the scene of him, of Bruce and Alfred in the Batcave working on shit. And it's like, pretty much the same fucking scene, but it's just like darker. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You're like, yeah, just at least brighten the shit up. And that's, man.
Yeah, I saw it in the middle of the day, like in the morning, like all afternoon, basically.
Yeah.
And like all morning and afternoon. And fucking, I call it. I felt like I should have watched it at night or like in the basement, dark because everything was so dark.
Yeah.
So I was like kind of upset about that. But no.
Like, because when Freddie was like, "Oh, it's on already," I was like, "All right, let me watch a few hours." So I watched like the first 3 hours, and I was like, I felt myself going to sleep, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna save the last hour for like when I wake up or whatever, just to watch it. And like, yeah, like the way like it was the wrong time to watch it, like in the morning, because it's like it's too light out and it's like mad shit going on. It's dark and you're like the CGI and shit like that. For some reason, he had Superman in a black suit for no fucking reason at all.
Yo, I hate that black suit so much.
Like, there was no reason for it. It just looked cool. That's all I looked for. Like it was just that. It wasn't like no purpose for that fucking black suit.
And he literally had a choice to pick the Superman suit or the black suit. And he's like, nah.
And it was crazy because that suit, the Superman, the blue and red one was like brighter than the one from Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And from Batman vs. Superman. So I think maybe that was kind of a dig at Whedon too.
That he
chose the black gritty one, like the more serious one or whatever.
The black was the original color they chose for that scene, and Whedon like adjusted the colors for the release into the blue and red.
Oh, so he did change it from the black.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
of course. Which I thought was a good choice.
Yeah, man. Because like, come on, bro. Like, that's the only one thing that bothered me too. That he kept like that was the suit that he had at the end when he was like running into the alley to change it to Superman. It was the
black
suit.
That bothered me like crazy too.
I was like, wow.
So he's keeping it now?
I didn't mind the black suit. I liked it. Like it's that idea of like when you come back, you know, you're gonna come back looking like cooler. So like that was his vision of that, you know, because that's what happened with fucking Superman. Superman came back, he had the mullet, he had the black suit. You know what I mean? So that was like his homage to that.
Yeah.
But I didn't appreciate that, like, when he opened the suit, you know, it was, like, the black suit. It was like, oh, I thought it was just, you know, it's just, like, you're, you know, like, come back. Yeah, exactly. That's, like, your cool look, you know? But, like, I'm still Superman, you know? But whatever. I don't care. It's just, like, I feel like it's, we're done. You know what I mean? There's still, we'll get to that part, you know? But, like,
yeah.
Like, no, man, it's done. That's it. Whatever. I don't care what happens.
So like,
you're like I give it a pass, but it would have been cooler if it was like the original suit. Like,
yeah,
this is the reason I hate it the most, because in that scene where they were face to face with Darkseid, mm-hmm. the camera closes up on the Justice League, and everything is dark. You see Superman standing there with Batman in the background, and it's like you kind of squint, it like there's two Batmans in the Justice League.
I also think Batman's cape was way too long. Like, there's a scene where like, you see it dragging. And I was like, why is it dragging? Like, if it's dragging, like, eventually you'll trip. Like, it can't be dragging on the floor. Like, that's not.
That's true, yeah.
Physically have, like, at least possible.
His ankle down sticking out of the bottom part.
Yeah, exactly. That bothered me.
I didn't even know it that much. I was too busy with being okay.
Oh, Pat, I don't know.
Huh?
Oh, what? Go ahead.
No, like, I was going to say, a positive note was that Batman had, like, better equipment, like, for you to be like, okay, he could help hold his own against,
all the gauntlets.
Yeah, gauntlets and shit. Like, they actually show him working on that stuff to prepare him, because he's like, yo, I'm going to deal with fucking aliens and shit, so I might as well, you know, suit up. Which would, like, would have been a cheap and a Snyder way, which is what had him wear the fucking Batman versus Superman fucking armor that he wore when he was fighting Superman, but he didn't do that.
Oh, and this actually leads to something that I hated from the movie. So, all the tech for that Batman had was super cool, but the problem was that Alfred invented all that shit. He was the one making it and testing it out. So, and Alfred was also the one doing all the detective work.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's so over cool.
He did. Yeah, he was Batman. Batman's the greatest detective. Batman's the scientist and inventor.
What direct detective work he was doing?
Like figuring shit out about like Superman or whatever, and
he was the one hacking into shit. And then Cyborg was like, "Hey, I got this, Alfred." And he's like, "Oh, who's this?" You know, he was like, "Whatever."
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
He was doing all the like he was the Oracle, but you know, like but he was also Lucius Fox and
It would have been cool. Like if you could just throw all these characters in this fucking movie, right? Just why not have like some of Batman's supporting cast in it? Like, just if you just want to add all these random ass characters in this movie,
yeah. Like, there's a lot of random characters in this movie.
Yeah, you don't think Batman already had like a squad of people working with him, so you don't think you'll be like, all right, I'm gonna need you guys help with this shit or something like that. Like, you could have had an Oracle scene or even a Batgirl scene or whatever. But
yeah,
it didn't go that route, I guess. They just had Alfred. They all rolled into Alfred.
Yeah.
Batman supporting cast just became Alfred.
Yeah. Alfred is just the butler, though. Like, in the comics, he's just a butler. He's not really, like, a hacker or anything like that, right?
Well, they nah, there's more to Alfred now. He was, like, Special Forces in the British Army.
Oh, yeah, that I know about.
Yeah, like,
and I know, like, he would use, like, the back computer or something to do some shit for Bruce.
I think that he was, like, good with the detective work himself, too, now in the comics or something like that. I really don't know what he's capable of, but I know he's more than just a butler.
Yeah. In the original, like, you know, fucking Batman Forever, Batman Returns, it was always Alfred that helped him with those texts.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, they did that for those movies, too, because, you know, they never explained how, like, Batman got all that shit.
Yeah.
And it was just Alfred.
He was just rich. And, like, yeah, and it was Alfred, because Alfred was the one that, like, you know, made Robin's suit. He made a Batgirl suit, you know. So it's like he's you know, the same shit.
Yeah,
like, I didn't even know about Lucius Fox until the Batman Begins and stuff.
Yeah,
I had no idea about him.
I think he came out in an episode of the Batman cartoon, the animated series back in the day. He's in the episode.
I remember, that's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people didn't know him until like Batman Begins, though. It's like, oh shit, who's this guy? And that's when you start seeing like all the shit that went into making Batman. You know what I mean? It's not just Bruce and Alfred alone doing this shit. It had to be more than that.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Like, to me, it made more sense.
Because,
like, you know, it has to be, I don't know, it just made more, I don't know. Like, it is unbelievable that Alfred is like this old ass butler dude, like, knows all this shit. Like, knows how to do all these things.
It's more believable here in the Snyder Cut than it was in the 90s ones, though, I think.
Yeah, but they should have made Alfred, like, more assisting Bruce than, like, doing most of the heavy work when it comes to investigating and all this shit.
Well, I take it as, like, they were doing two parts, you know, two separate parts at once. Like, Batman was doing all the, like, shit in there while getting help from Alfred, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, take, you know, whenever, like, you do a heist or whatever, like, basically, like, there's the guys that go in, and there's the guy in the chair, yeah. So that,
the guy in the chair. He's the guy in the chair. There's one scene, which leads me to one scene that could have fucking got rid of it, was fucking Alfred and fucking Diana making tea.
Oh, like, that yeah. scene sucks.
Yeah.
He was mansplaining to her.
Alfred was mansplaining tea, bro. That shit was OD.
Tea to like a fucking 150-year-old woman.
Like, I think she might know, like, I think she's more than that.
Yeah, she's like
5,000.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's old.
I think she might know a thing about tea.
Yeah, like, she probably was there when that shit was created.
Yeah, she probably discovered tea.
And, like, that was, like, what, 3-4 minutes of fucking screen time? And I was like, okay, what was the purpose of this shit? Like, to show, like, a bond, like, they had, like, we're never going to see again?
Yeah.
Like, he could have cut a lot of shit, though.
Yeah.
But Freddie, you had a positive before we went to the negative. All right,
I was going
to
talk about Steppenwolf.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Better. Oh, yeah, he was way better in this version, I think.
He looked better. Yeah. The armor was pretty cool. Like,
when yeah.
They
yeah.
shot the arrows at him, and then, like, he went, and it, like, snapped all the arrows.
Yeah. Like, they made him a more interesting villain in this movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was pretty badass.
Yeah, and the weed and shit, it was just, like, a generic, bad CGI monster-looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, this one, it was, like, I was kind of hesitant, like, when I first saw him, but, like, he looks better in action than he did, like, just in the trailers and stuff like that. Like, in the movie, he was way better than I thought he was going to be.
In the Whedon cut, they made him look, like, kind of like an Olympian kind of guard, like a gladiator type of barbarian type of guy.
But like, see, that's the thing, too. Yeah, with the Whedon cut, I think it's, like, to me, there's like a theory I have is like that studio was trying to make him look more like his comic book part.
Yeah.
Like comic book. But the comic book, he's like just human looking. He's not like this monster thing. But the problem with the CGI was they already had this like type of, you know, they really can't do much. They could really make him look more human than that. And they tried to in the Whedon cut. So that from when Snyder was trying to do to like Whedon, you could tell that it would have been too much money just to completely shoot that shit over again. Like to have him look more human looking, probably.
I just like that this one, they made him look more like alien. Because they're, you know, they're
yeah.
all alien.
Yeah. So,
like, that's why he looked weird, but he looked kind of like menacing and scary and, you know.
Yeah, definitely like, menacing.
And that scene where he was fighting all the Amazonians, I was like, yo, this shit is fucking dope.
Yeah,
it was like when you like fucking hit the one girl and then like threw the horse, I was like, yo,
fucking cut a horse in half.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, that's why I was like, okay, this one is. It caught my attention. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, that was my good positive note in part one. Like when, because I only saw part one first, then I saw the rest.
Okay.
So it's like I had a whole bunch of complaints, and then that one positive note was that. But that's only from that part one, so it's like, you know, but I have better notes. I have good notes.
They even added like extra special effects when he was killing all the Amazonians, like the one where that girl tied the mother box to the arrow and shot it, and he like swung at her. You see like electricity coming out of her mouth and her eyes.
Yeah, it was fucking wild.
Yeah,
they showed the temple falling into the ocean, which they didn't show in the Whedon cut, because I was like, so they just gonna seal off the temple, like that's gonna stop him in the Whedon cut. But here you're like, oh shit, they really tried to fucking destroy this dude.
That's
like,
true, yeah.
Even though he was just able to fly out of there or whatever. So, you know, that was the whole thing was pointless, but you know, they tried to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Amazon stuff was way better in this one than it was in the Whedon cut.
Yeah, it was.
They had more, they were more badass, I think. Just looked dope.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Damn.
The scene where they shot that arrow to tell everybody that something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like the scene with the ceremony and they're holding the arrow and everything, they could have cut that shit out.
Yeah. Just have them send the shit. Just like, yeah. Oh, let's send it, and she's gonna find out what's going on. Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when they show that scene and they lasted a while there, I was thinking like, again with the Amazonians? I thought they were done with this shit.
And then we got the news report that is like, oh, there's an arson and blah blah blah, because And then she got the news, and then she had to go to the temple to get the arrow and notice, oh my God, this is thing, and then go into that temple and see the dark side thing and see the whole story. All that shit could have been cut. Another thing was I get the slow motion thing about like Aquaman saving that guy in the storm and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Show like whatever, like that's his powers. Like I get that, but then from there it should have been like him putting his like jacket back on or whatever, and like I don't know where like Batman is like, hey, comes out and it's like, you know, I want to talk to this guy who talks to whatever fish and shit like that. You know, like you could have put those two scenes together, and like cut off a bunch of shit, and like
yeah, there was no need like to have like two different Aquaman scenes for no reason.
Yeah, and I feel like the scene, you know, like Batman coming to see him was cool. The part that like those girls were singing for some fucking reason was a no. I was like, "What is going on here?"
It's gods. They're gods. Guys, get it? They're gods. So the people treat them like gods and sing about them.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yo, immediately one of my eyebrows just went. Yeah.
Don't be ignorant, all right?
When she smelled his sweater, I was like, ew, what the fuck?
When she did that, I was like, yo, he definitely fucked her.
Oh, yeah, he fucked all three of them.
They definitely had sex.
But then, scenes later, like, that's when they show the slow motion, him, like, saving the guy in the storm. I was like, this is out of place. Like, that should have been the first thing we saw.
That could have been all of that whole scene in the beginning. Could have been that. Him saving the dude in the beginning, comes ashore.
And Batman being like, hey, I want to talk to you. Like,
And this movie is so ingrained in being like hardcore and badass that when he brings the guy back to the bar, he tells the bartender, give me a beer, it's on him. But in the Whedon cut, he drops the guy on the table and tells the bartender, give me a beer and one for him too.
Oh.
So they're even cutting out Aquaman being nice. Because he's not a nice guy.
That nice shit.
Fuck that nice shit. I'm actually stealing from him.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Damn, Fred, you saw the Weeder cut like that?
I was watching like an article about a review on the comparison.
That's wild though, because you see, that's why I'm like, yo, for some reason this dude feels like less of a person and more just like Aquaman. Like he controls water. That's his thing.
Aquabro.
Yeah, that's what it was. Just having to do that cool shit in the fight with sailing on the parademon and yelling, My man.
We land that.
That's one thing I wanted them to keep in the Whedon cut was when he was sitting on Wonder Woman's Lasso of Truth and he started talking all that stuff about everybody and like, you know, he had a humor moment for Aquaman. It's like, okay, he's funny, he's likable.
Yeah. I actually thought that part was really funny.
Yeah. So that's kind of whack that, you know, he really didn't have like that type of scene in this version.
He's a quiet, cool guy. Same way Batman is a quiet, cool guy. And also, since he came back to life, Superman's also the quiet, cool guy. Yeah,
they're all brooding.
Yeah.
They're the goth kids.
And they're all dressed super dark.
Yeah. That's why I was like, this movie's an emo kids movie. Like, it's for emo kids.
They call Flash and Cyborg conformists.
Look at those colors.
Red.
Oh, a couple of scenes they didn't need. Martian Manhunter.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. The surprise cameo that everybody knew about for years already.
Yeah.
The Martian Manhunter.
Lois Lane is important.
Yeah. Why? Why?
I'm an alien with superpowers that are even better than Superman, but I'm going to tell Lois Lane to do your thing, girl.
Yeah. Snap out of this funk. The world needs Lois Lane.
And I'm going to walk out of her apartment and transform back to the Marine guy.
Yeah, the sergeant. He's going to transform into the Manhunter just to see for us to see him. Then he's going to transform back into the fucking general instead of just, you know, why just not walk out as fucking Martha?
Yeah.
And just when you outside, you turn into a fucking Manhunter or whatever, and you fucking jump, whatever. Like, like Lois could just open the door and see this guy doing his fuck shit. What's going on here?
Like, or at the end when he shows up to Bruce Wayne's house and he just tells him, like, hey, I want to join the Justice League now.
Yeah.
That's basically what that was.
I want to do something. I was in a whole ass Superman movie and didn't do shit when fucking Zod invaded. Well, I just stood there and watched.
Now that you guys fucked up Steppenwolf, I have nothing to fear. Yeah. Count me in.
I want to fight now because, you know, shit might pop off later. Maybe, maybe not.
That's why Bruce was like, what the fuck?
I don't think he was even mentioned in, like, in the future scenes at all. Like, nobody knew if he's dead or not. Yeah. Manhunter pulled the Wong. Like, you know, at Infinity War, Wong was like, oh, shit, I got to protect the set.
I'm bringing Santa out. To him. Bye.
Yeah, I got to note. I got to bounce. Marshall Manhunter, like, you know what? Let me talk to Lois. And I'll be like, my job. He's like,
I'm helping.
Okay, yeah, I'm helping. You don't need I don't think this team needs a guy with telepathic powers or alien strength to help him out in his battle against a god. Nah.
There wasn't even any fire in the last battle. He could have joined them.
Yeah. Not a good look, Manhunter. Yeah. Not a good look.
Definitely like, not a good look. I hated his design too.
That shit was just fucking fan service for no reason. Like,
yeah.
That made no sense. Like him as Martha going into to visit Lois. Like how would he know these things?
Yeah.
Like how would he know what's going on?
And how would the world need Lois? Why does the world need Lois?
Yeah.
It has to do with the whole. Because I think, you know, if we're getting to this part now, like I think it's he was setting up of like maybe there's in part two if this does well.
No, that's what he did, bro. That's what he did, bro. That's the thing that we talk about this dude. Look, Snyder, he seems like a good dude, like a great dude, whatever. He just the choices he makes in directing and the shit he, you know, he says or whatever just to hype up all his fans or whatever to go like now because now it's gonna be restored to Snyderverse. And this is what it pissed me off because we could spend a good hour talking about the end scene, the nightmare scene at the end of the movie, because that shit was no reason for that scene to even exist in this fucking movie. There was no point in this fucking scene just giving people the hope that this guy might have a chance to do it. Because who wants to see this nightmare thing for a whole fucking movie, bro?
No.
Like, I think that shit get old quick. Like, he was... Like that was like one of my biggest things I didn't like about this was like the whole scene because that was it was pointless because we already got a taste of it in Batman vs. Superman. We saw more of it in this movie when Cyborg had those visions of the future. We already saw what could happen to shit. Like we get how bad shit was gonna get. We don't need another scene of these just like that's and this is like all new shit he filmed. So this was like the shit he filmed. So he knew like what this was gonna do. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you know you had the intentions of just telling your story and that's it. You told us there was a cut. You had an ending, like whatever. Yeah, it was supposed to be a cliffhanger anyway. Because whatever he was gonna do something different. But this shit wasn't even a cliffhanger. This shit was like more like it might happen. So it's like he's kind of trolling. Like, oh, I want to do a sequel, but I kind of don't. But I'm just leaving that door open if these guys are with it. Because this is the thing, right? Like I said before in the beginning of this is a good movie. I liked it way better than the Whedon cut. This is like top three DC movies that are, in my opinion, top three. But this shit wouldn't work in the theater because they wouldn't have released a four-hour movie in the theater. So we don't really know what he would have put out there for it to be like a big success like it supposedly is now. Like I'm not sure the numbers haven't come in yet, so I don't know if this was like a big success or not. But it's been getting positive reviews, word of mouth, whatever, so we'll see at the end of the day. But they would have had to cut a lot of shit out for if it came out of theaters back in 2017, like it's supposed to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they would have let it even rock 3 hours after Batman vs. Superman, you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Because somebody brought up a great point on Twitter today, because I was going like, back and forth with somebody, and he was like, yeah, I think the Whedon cut had to come out and be so bad for us to appreciate this movie because it's way better than it was. So that shit had to happen. But he was like, if that shit didn't happen, though, and like Snyder got his movie out, I don't think it would have been successful as it is now. If it came out at that time, especially after Batman vs. Superman, and when everybody was like, yo, this dude does not know what the fuck he's doing.
He would have had to cut more shit than we were talking about that he should have cut off.
Yeah, and where Warner Brothers fucked up was that they just got, you know, they took advantage of him going dealing with his family stuff and bringing in somebody new to do a whole different movie, which didn't work and came out looking like shit.
They wanted him to make Avengers happen.
Yeah, and I blame Warner Brothers for this because they just would have let Snyder put out the movie he wanted to put out. Because, you know, he had all this time to work on shit. He had the hindsight to see what works, what doesn't work.
That's true.
He knew, it was like, yo. And like I said earlier, for it to be like a 3-hour film, any studio at that time in 2017 would have been like, yo, we could cut down the Cyborg stuff down by half or completely. I could see him saying that, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the time. Right now, when you're showing it on a streaming service and not exclusively on theaters, you could do a 4-hour movie because, you know, people are watching that at home. They could watch it whenever they want. You know what I mean? Some people watch it straight through. Some people won't. So you're able to go all out with the backstories and make the characters more interesting. But if you couldn't figure out to make a character interesting under like 2 hours or 2.5 hours the most, you know what I mean? Would it have been successful if it came out? I don't think it would have. So right now, I don't think like a sequel might happen, maybe, if Warner Brothers is feeling brave, but not the story he has. With the story, like the I don't know if you guys heard the story ideas he had for the sequels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, bro. Like, can I just get a fucking cool Justice League movie? Like,
I would have been fine. Weird ass drama.
Yeah, but or even have like. You're trying to have like an endgame type of movie without like building up to it, and it feels empty. I'm sorry, it just feels empty to me. It felt empty when Superman died and Batman versus Superman. Like, I didn't feel anything, and I'm like, I'm not gonna feel anything when Lois dies and Superman goes crazy. I'm not gonna feel bad. That's the thing too, because like, of course, you know, some of the fandom are, you know, the wild statements. Like, I see one dude, like he was like a big supporter. Talking about this is better than all the Avengers movies combined, like 1 through 4. And I'm like, yo, dude, seriously? I had to say something too, because I was like, yo, this is why it's so hard to root for like a Snyder verse, whatever, because it's like people like you just take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Because you know damn well this movie doesn't have a Captain America being able to lift Thor's hammer moment in it. You know? Did not have a theater moment. Like, nobody back in 2017 was gonna go crazy like they did for Endgame in the theater for Superman coming back to life. Like, we knew that shit was gonna happen when he died. Like,
everybody was expecting that.
Yeah, everybody was expecting. There wasn't gonna be like an oh shit moment in the theater that you have people screaming and fucking losing their shit over. Like, when, you know, when all the superheroes come back from the dead in Endgame, and you know they all team up for the Avengers, there's no Avengers Assemble moment in this Justice League movie. I don't think so. I don't think that, because you don't know enough about these characters to give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you don't know anything about these characters. You just figured out Cyborg, and you kind of know about The Flash.
Yeah.
You didn't know shit about Aquaman.
And that's another thing, too. If that movie would have came out in 2017, and you go to the movie theater, and... Because Batman didn't even suit up for like almost 2 hours in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, there was no Batman in the suit for almost 2 hours. So you think motherfuckers going to see a Justice League movie in the theaters? You already don't have Superman coming out to like almost the end of it. And Batman's hardly in it like that. And it's only like Wonder Woman is like, she has some time, whatever. But even like I said, the whole bomb scene in the beginning was like, oh. Like, it was so, like, she straight up, like, fucking destroys these dudes, like, slamming dudes against the wall, and their fucking head bursting against the wall, fucking using those bracelets to fucking
annihilate that guy.
Fucking, like, he was just a regular human, bro. Like, you use that shit for gods.
She disintegrated him. It just, his hat was left.
But then she wants to be like, it's all normal to the little girls. Be like, hey, girls, you could be whatever you want to be.
I want to be just like you and kill people. You just killed two of those men.
I just want to be genocidal.
Yeah, and she had Spidey sense. Like, what's up with that? Does she have Spidey sense? Like, she Wonder just, Woman? Like, noticed everything, like, before it even happened. It was, she had the flashes.
Like, she's able to do that? Yeah.
She had the flashes powers, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly. I think this is the only time she ever uses that in all her appearances in the movies. Did she do that in 84 with the White House scene?
I don't think so. I remember her fighting and stuff. Like, she was fast. But, like, this one was, like, it was showing, like, the bullet. Like, and, like, she looks at the bullet, and, like, the bullet goes by her.
Yeah.
That kind of, like, it was like the Flash. It was, like, it's something that would have happened with the Flash, you know? Or, like, I don't know. Like, you see time slower. So, it's, like, that to me kind of felt like, what's going on there?
Yeah. I don't know. They could have done that scene better.
Yeah.
The head crook.
And a part of you kind of, you know, ask yourself too, like, who are these people and why are they doing this? Like, is it just, you know, like, later on you figure it out that it's just like just guys trying to fucking, you know, rob a bank or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, not even. They were just trying to blow shit up, bro.
They just wanted to.
Yeah, there wasn't really a clear reason.
Yeah. They want to set society back 1,000 years somehow by blown up like 4 blocks. Like, okay. I guess that might work. Who knows?
Yeah, it was way off. It was just weird.
It was the head bad guy was this dude Bolton from Game of Thrones, the head guy.
Bruce Bolton.
Yeah. I was like, this dude looks mad familiar. Like, oh yeah, it's that fucking Bolton guy.
Not Michael Bolton.
That fucking traitor got Rob killed. That piece of shit.
And also the bomb that they were planning on getting themselves killed with exploding the bomb, but then the bomb was timed.
Yeah.
Like, why would you bring a timed bomb if you're gonna end up killing yourself anyway?
Just
make it blow up right away.
Just to have Wonder Woman come save.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think they wanted to be killed.
Well, she did kill him. She did that part really well.
Oh, another thing. Steppenwolf for that stupid spider shit that reveals people's memories or whatever they're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was interrogating that guy. He slammed his head on the rock. And then he gave him... He was asking him, like, tell me what you know. And he didn't tell him. He slammed his head on the rock, then put the spider thing on his head.
Yeah.
Like, open with the spider thing. Just use that right away.
Yeah, I'm like, how you making it seem like you're gonna torture these dudes when you just use the fucking spider? You can't.
And same thing with Cyborg's dad, like when he trapped him or whatever and he had him there with all those people. He was asking them first before he used a spider thing. Just use a spider thing.
Yeah.
Forget about being courteous.
Yeah, fuck you, ask him. these people are like, yo, I was expecting worse for these people. I'm thinking these people get fucking tortured and shit. I'm like, all I gotta do is fucking wear a spider. I'm like, okay, go ahead.
Although when he slammed that guy on the rock, Atlantean dude, I was like, oh shit, that looked really bad.
Yeah, I was like, eesh.
Like,
yeah,
that dude died.
he probably died.
He should have been slurring his words after that.
He's probably paralyzed from the neck down after that fucking hit.
I got Drain Bramage.
Speaking of Steppenwolf, one thing I liked was the Darkseid stuff. Darkseid was pretty cool.
Darkseid was cool. I liked that he was there. I just liked the way he was depicted.
Yeah. It was just like this. What? This is another thing that I was fucking around with the Snyder fans today. Was that how easily he got fucking beaten in the beginning? I'm like, yo,
he got washed in the flashback.
I'm like, yo, you got washed by an axe. You're like, nigga, got you with an axe. Like,
And he was writhing in pain, like, Yeah,
screaming like a bitch.
That's dark. That's not the dark side I remember.
Yeah. Oh, look, this is the guy that you fucking guys were saying, like, he'll whip Thanos' ass. Like, yo.
I hate that Thanos he looked like a Hulk bruiser kind of guy, like a dumb, strong
guy. First thing he does is like, he's angrily, like, getting
the. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, supposedly he was young at that time. Like, Snyder joked around. He's like, he was a baby, like that or whatever. But I was like, and the people are actually saying that shit too. Like, he said he was a baby. I'm like, yo, you're literally saying that the dude's a baby, like the equivalent of a baby. No, baby, this dude was a grown ass man, and he was just got washed. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were to say like, oh, he was young and inexperienced, like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, it's. But he was still fucking taking out Green Lanterns like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? You make it seem like he's a powerhouse and he's doing all this dope shit. But all it took was this nigga flying with an axe and just hitting him with the axe and that's it. And people were like, oh, but Thor did it with Thanos and shit like that. I mean, yeah, but Thanos had the fucking gauntlet too. And Thor built it especially to kill Thanos, the axe.
Yeah.
So like, he was powering it. Like, he's a god also. So that was different because it was like more believable. Not believable, but it was like, all right, like, you don't know if Thanos is gonna stop the axe when it happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because like, he had the gauntlet, so he was all powerful, but you know, Thor had the powerful weapon also. But this dude just hits him with the axe and he goes down, yeah. And I was like, yo,
you imagine watching that movie with someone who doesn't know anything about Darkseid,
yeah,
and then when Darkseid appears later on and they ask you who's that, and you have to tell them, oh, that's the guy who got. His ass kicked in the flashback, the big tough guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then also at the end, like, when they all, you know, like, they basically beat up Steppenwolf, like, and Darkseid is just watching the whole time. Like,
yeah, like, you're not going to come out and help your boy?
Like, not even, you know, like, if he's so powerful, he would just go in and wreck them, right? Like, you know, he did it. He didn't even try. So it was kind of like, this is a waste of time. Like, just.
The nigga that has laser beams. He doesn't use laser beams in it. Coming out of his fucking eyes. You're telling me he's not going to take one of them out before he loses? Like, you just beat one of his best men in front of him. You think he's just take that disrespect and be like, all right, I'm going to get y'all next time.
Yeah.
He'll be even more of a bitch.
It was open for a long time.
He only used the only time that you see the red was when, like, in that, I think there's like a scene where
he kills Aquaman.
He kills Aquaman. Yeah.
Yeah. Cyborg's like when Cyborg had all his visions of the future.
Yeah, that's that exactly.
You saw that. You saw Lois's body after he killed her, but you didn't show him killing her, which is like, ah, come on. Like, you can show like the burnt corpse, but you're not gonna show like this dude coming through a boom tube and killing her. That would have been
so dope.
Yeah, because then you like he explains the scene, and you know it's like Superman left Lois so Batman could guard her, but like Darkseid just comes through a boom tube and just fucking murks Lois right in front of Batman, and that's what happened. That's how Superman turned evil, because Darkseid was able to control him with the anti-life equation, right? Yeah. But that would have been a cool scene to see, like Batman just watching Lois die in front of him with nothing, like he couldn't do nothing to stop it. You know what I mean? That would have been crazy.
That would have been a dope scene, yeah.
But for some reason, you don't show that. You want to show everything else.
And so the anti-life equation was that pattern on the floor, right? That like fiery pattern
when
the world was invaded. Darkseid did see it when he first invaded, because it was there on the floor, wasn't it?
I remember it was there.
Yeah.
Was it the same thing? I think it was like more like script. It was like a scripted like language type of thing.
I just remember that like whole pattern, like weird.
Yeah, like fiery lines.
Yeah, you're probably right. Like, I'm eventually gonna watch it. Like, I'm probably gonna watch an hour a day. Just watch
it again. The next 4 days.
Yeah, just take my time with it.
It's but yeah, it was like, I feel like it's cool you can just playing in the background while you do something and just pay attention every once in a while.
There's a part at the 2 hour something mark, like early 2 hours, like 2 hours and 2 hour 10 minute mark, where it kind of feels like that, you know, because I think they fight Steppenwolf and like Steppenwolf gets away or whatever, right? I kind of felt like that could have just been the end for like, you know, like if this was part 1 and part 2 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been the end of part 1. and then part two would have been the, you know, because then it's like the idea of like, hey, Superman, we need Superman, and they get come up with the idea, or whatever, to bring him back, and then it'll be more epic that way, because you know you would be like, shit, like this whole movie, this whole first movie, like there's no Superman, so imagine if Superman was there, and then like part two comes out, and it's like, yeah, it's fucking Superman. It's I don't know, the psychology is gone. It's weird. It's all fucked up.
Yeah. Because it would have been better for them if they would have done it like that. Because that way you get to film like a 4-hour movie, but break it up in like a couple parts and release it like a couple months apart or whatever. Or, you know, do some like they were fucking Back to the Future Part 2 and 3. Like they released them, like they filmed them back to back and just released them like a couple months from each other. But yeah, this. I don't know. Like I said before, it was a good thing it came out like for streaming because, you know, it's going to be like a hit, but I don't know if they're going to take a chance for this dude to direct. Like, all right, we're going to talk about the sequels, I guess. Like his plans for sequels was the second movie was supposed to be about Nightmare, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he shot this new fucking epilogue scene at the end when they show like these dudes... in the Nightmare scene. But before that, there was the first credit scene with Deathstroke that I want to talk about. Because that's the shit, like, I'm talking about Snyder. Like, why do this?
Oh, yeah.
If there's not going to be no... Like, why hype up a Batman movie with Deathstroke if it's not going to happen?
And why follow that up with the Nightmare scene that shows Deathstroke on Batman's side?
Yeah.
You know his plan fails.
Yeah. He doesn't kill Batman. Yeah.
So that scene was pointless.
Yeah. Like, oh shit, Deathstroke knows who Batman is now. Why should we care? Because we don't know what Batman did to Deathstroke anyway, so why? Yeah,
apparently instead of having, did the eye thing.
Yeah. Which would be like, oh, whatever. He threw a batarang around his eye. Yeah.
I mean, that'll kill somebody, not just take their eye out.
Yeah. So it would have been some nonsense like that, bro. But yeah, he switched that up. Then we go to the Nightmare scene, which was just a fucking... We don't know why Mara has a fucking British accent now. That shit came out of nowhere.
For like a good while, I was mistaking her for... what's this girl's name? Emily Blunt.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the voice. I was like, wait, what?
Like, you're British? Like, what's going on here?
Probably a old scene that they filmed before she like nailed down the mirror voice, I guess.
Well, supposedly that's what Snyder wanted, was like the accent or whatever. So when Whedon took over, he had her come in to redo the lines in her regular voice without no accent.
So. You don't like my accent, governor?
And that's another thing too, just as a fucking Joker thrown in there for no fucking reason.
I'll be here for 1 second.
Yo, that fucking reach around thing.
That line, the reach around line.
How about I give you a reach around, Batman?
Yo. But it's like, why? What was the whole point? And supposedly it was supposed to be something to that effect, but he just improvised the line, like the reach around shit. And I'm just like, well, what? The Joker would never say some shit like that. That's like a cheap like, edgelord, like, oh, this is funny in high school type of shit. Like, oh shit, you said the reach around. You're gonna have gay sex.
And then the card thing. Yeah. If you hold on to this card, we're friends. If you rip it, all bets are off.
Yo, that's the thing with the truce. You rip up the card, the truce is over.
It's over. That's symbolism. Symbolism.
Yeah. And even though we're fighting for our lives here, let me tell you why I killed Robin.
Yeah. At the most appropriate time ever. Let me tell you why I killed Robin.
Like, Superman could swoop in any second now, but I'm just gonna fucking
any second
take my time and just explain why. And then Batman's just there, like, watch what you say.
Batman just fucking cut loose and said, I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
So edgy. I'll fucking kill you.
You heard what I said. Fucking.
Fuck. Batman said fucking.
Oh, and Cyborg said fuck too.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucks going on. But it's like
fuck
all right.
Humanity or something like that.
It's like an episode of South Park when they said shit for the first time on TV. Yeah. And it was like, everybody, okay, it's not great. it's not that big of a deal.
I felt like I needed to react whenever they said fuck. So I'll be like.
Yeah. But it was so, like, unnecessary. Like, the whole scene. I'm like. It was like I was into the movie, but that scene just took me right out. I'm like, oh, like, why? Why are we showing this shit? Like,
and then after the nightmare scene, they did Martian Manhunter, right?
Did they?
Or was that before?
No, they did Manhunter before. No, after, because Batman woke up.
That's right. That was a dream.
Yeah, that was another night. And then I'm like, okay. They still could end it like that, in that way. You know what I mean? That's like, that's a possible future that might come if they're not prepared for Darkseid. And
yeah,
Manhunter coming in. So, like, I could see, like, how why he filmed it in a certain way, because that you could interpret that as that way, too. Like, all right, that's not going to happen anytime soon, but if we don't get focus on what we need to do, it might happen. So him, like, all right, you know, you want to help out? That'll be great. Like, stop by whenever and join the team and shit. That makes sense to me. But then, like, just a tease, like, come on, dude. Like, are people really going to come to the theater to see a movie about Superman turning evil, Lois Lane dying? And it'll be like a, not even like the real DC universe, it'll be like a, you know, apocalyptic future where all the bad guys and heroes are getting. Like, it sounds cool. Like, yeah, you might want to see an injustice, but you're not going to pull it off because nobody gives a shit about this character.
Yeah. And, you know, and that scenario to fix everything, Flash is gonna have to reverse time or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just save the shit for Flashpoint or some shit. You know what I mean? Have him come into that timeline for some reason and just fix it.
And what was the deal with Flash's armor that covered his face, like that blended him when he needs to fight?
Well, I'm thinking like he'll probably get more extreme in the future because. Maybe he'll just like run through the parademons, so that's why he wears the armor. Oh, so he just
now I just see red.
Yeah, I just slaughter bugs.
The color of blood.
Well, Snyder confirmed today that Lois is pregnant in his Justice League. Because you know they had like the mad obvious pregnancy, the mad long shot of the drawer, the pregnancy test in the drawer shot. Be like, get it? She might be pregnant.
The next step is just to circle it.
But that's the story that he wanted to do. He wanted Bruce Wayne and Lois Lane to get together, hook up, after Superman dies, which would have been fucked up.
He was watching Walking Dead. The first season.
Fucking Bruce Wayne became Shane and shit.
That's going crazy. Shaves his head.
I was thinking about the Punisher just like Batman.
So I'm like, how long was it when Superman died and comes back to life? It wasn't even like a year, probably less than that.
No, it was like, it was 4 hours at the beginning, and that's when he died.
The movie made it seem like it picked up right after Batman versus Superman.
And I'm like, damn, so you were going to have Lois, you see, this is the shit I'm talking about, Snyder, because he was going to have Lois and Bruce hook up right afterwards. Have a kid together, have Superman come back, and just be cool with this shit. I'm like, I'm gonna raise the kid as my own. Cause the whole point was like, Batman was supposed to die at the end of the show, which would have been like, anybody would have hated that probably. Cause it was like, okay, this dude has been Batman for like 5 minutes. Like, why am I supposed to care if he dies now? Yeah. Like, okay, he's gonna die. All right. Like, why should I give a shit? Like, I didn't get a Batman movie with this guy. Like, yeah, and then you can kill him off, like, well, and shit was stupid. I don't know.
No one had to die.
Exactly.
No one had to die.
Then you're gonna have the fucking end game comparison because like, oh, these guys are gonna do a fucking Tony Stark. They want to do a Tony Stark, but with Bruce Wayne this time. And it's just like, it's been done, bro.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have like the same weight to it as you think it does. Like, nope. I'm not gonna give a shit if this Bruce Wayne dies because I wasn't given time to give a shit about this Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So your whole point was that you have him in these films just to kill him at the end, right? Which makes no sense to me. I could see if that was like the end game, like pun intended. Like if you were to do that shit like in 10 years time, like, okay, yeah, that would have been cool. But
if you slowly built to it, that'd be dope.
Yeah. But like, this guy just became Batman. You could kill him off like in three movies. That's the shit I hate. So he sacrifices himself to stop, you know, he jumps into the laser rays of Darkseid.
No.
And he gets killed instead of Lois. So he stops that future, right? So years later, their son becomes a new Batman.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Bruce Kent. I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's going to be his name, Bruce Kent.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like Batman and Superman had a kid.
Exactly. I was going to say that. It doesn't make sense.
No, but Superman's going to raise him like a cuck.
Yeah.
He's going to raise him like a fucking... Okay, if you're really my kid, you have some superpowers, but you're a punk-ass daddy's kid. Just a regular old human.
Oh, you want me to carry you while I fly? How about ask your real dad?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. He's dead.
Yeah. He's dead like his parents.
Because he's fucking human.
I was buried for over a year and I didn't even decompose.
When you're 90, I'm look the same.
Wait till you meet your half-brother.
Yeah, that would have been like, what story? Like, I could imagine that shit would have came out in the theaters and people would be like, what type of shit is this? What am I the fuck watching right now?
But you know what? The Snyder fans would be 100% behind that.
Yeah, no, they are. They probably would have been. You got these dudes fucking, oof. Some guy trying to shit on, like, you know, they always have one person shit on the Marvel universe for some reason.
Always.
And they were like, you know, why can't you just enjoy shit? Like, why you always got to make it a competition? Yeah. Can you just enjoy it was a good Justice League movie compared to the shit we got like 4 years ago? Like, why compare it to Endgame? It's two different animals.
Yeah.
And Snyder said it himself. Snyder was like, yo, you know, what Marvel does is different. What I wanted to do with DC. So what they do is like, great. It works for them. It's great. It's awesome. I love it. I love their stuff. So, you know, he was trying to squash all that shit. Like,
yeah,
the rivalry. Cause there's no rivalries. There's motherfuckers, fanboys that take this shit too seriously. And just want to call another person an idiot. Cause they want to point out some fucking flaws in the movie. Like, yo, it's not that serious, bro. Mm-hmm. It's not that deep.
Here's a graph of why Martian Manhunter was important in Justice League.
Yeah. He's important. Because he got Lois to get out of her funk.
Yeah. And she brought back Superman because he was confused when he was brought back to life.
So I'm like, okay, you're going to have a random ass dude save Lois from herself who had no connection to Lois. But Lois needed to be saved by not Martha. Would have made more sense if it was Martha.
Yeah.
But some random ass dude she met one time in Man of Steel. But for some reason, it was his duty to fucking save Lois.
It's like Martian Manhunter was like just super shy to ask Bruce to join the Justice League. They're just doing shit from a distance. Like, no, I don't want to talk to him directly. I'll just help a little bit from far. Sending good vibes. Good vibes.
Yeah, because you know what? Because he knows he's going to get roasted by everybody else. Because everybody's like, Superman was like, yo, I was getting my ass kicked by Zod and all his fucking super. He had like five Supermen, and you couldn't fucking help out. Like,
bro, you were right there.
You were right there, bro. You let your man die. You let one of your soldiers die in front of you. That's true. Fucking ass. I gave a pep talk to Lois, so that makes up for it. Like, maybe I would have destroyed so many fucking buildings in Metropolis if I had some fucking help.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I wouldn't have to kill Zod.
Yeah. Maybe I wouldn't have to fight Bruce at the next movie because he was pissed at me for fucking bringing down his building, asshole.
Maybe he wouldn't have had to die fighting the Darkseid.
Doomsday. Superman would like, I died because of you, dick.
But look at me, I'm greed.
I can shapeshift.
Look, I'm your mom.
Yeah. I'm Martha.
And Superman like, Martha. He's our friend now.
Oh. Bullshit. Well, I think that's enough with the Snyder Cut overall. Good movie. I'm glad this is done with. Like I said, top three DC movies easily. But let's see what they do. Let's see what's gonna happen now. Hopefully something good. Hopefully if he's gonna do a sequel, it's not the sequel he's thinking about doing. Because I don't wanna see baby Batman or any shit like that.
From what I hear, he's done.
Yeah, just close it out, bro. You got your movie, man. You made your fucking 4-hour epic superhero movie. Just fucking let it be, man. Go out with the win.
Your magnus opus.
Go out while you're on top. Mm-hmm. Pull Seinfeld and just go out when people walk out. I'm out of here.
Yep.
Current calls.
But what about Black Suit Superman?
Yeah, after that eventful day, the next day we had The Falcon and Winter Soldier premiered on Disney Plus on Friday. And that shit was amazing. I don't know, man. That shit was so dope because it's like right off the gate, they had that fucking scene in the beginning with Falcon.
That scene was awesome as hell, man.
That was pretty much a fucking Marvel movie right there that we're getting.
Yeah, it's all movie quality. Scenes.
Yeah, that was a great scene. You know, they worked with what would have been cool. You know, seeing Falcon fight somebody in those jumpsuits, parachuting, able to fight back, making it interesting. Just having like, it was just shot very well. It was fucking well done. Hell, that shit had me hooked.
The whole chase with them in the gliding suits, going through all the canyons and shit. That was awesome.
Yeah. And I love the way they landed, like in the helicopters, like they would just kind of like fall in there.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, when you know he fucking swoops in to save the soldier at the end before the fucking bomb.
That was so dope.
Great action scene. So I'm hoping, like, you know, this is only it's gonna be 6 episodes, and you know, WandaVision was 9, so. It's gonna be a lot of action probably, and it's gonna be fast paced because they're gonna have the story. You know, they have to go on with the story, and you know, get everybody going very soon. Because right now, I think the first episode and probably like the first half of the second episode is gonna be mostly the character stuff that's gonna get done, just to set that stuff up. Like, oh, you see, like the Falcon is trying to save his parents' boat and house. And you know, he's having trouble doing that shit because he's been gone for 5 years and he's broke or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you see Bucky's going through his shit, trying to make amends for all the shit he's done as the Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. You know, being that old Asian man's friend that he killed his son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that shit was wild too. That flashback with the Winter Soldier, because when you're watching it, you don't know what the hell's going on because you're thinking it's happening now, like. Mm-hmm. Is this Bucky or is this like somebody impersonated Bucky again? Like, what's going on?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so you see like, oh, it's a flashback because, you know, he just wakes up from it. And you're like, oh, damn, that shit was wild because, you know, this dude was fucking badass Winter Soldier.
Yeah, shit, that was a dope scene.
Yeah.
And when he busted through the wall and like brought that guy in, I was like,
oh. Yeah, and, like, he's going off on this one, man.
Yeah.
So that was good to see. Like, you might see some more of his shit that he used to do. As the Winter Soldier, most of his assassinations and all that stuff, which is probably be cool. Him dealing with therapy and stuff like that, that's going to probably play a big part in shit. But yeah, man, I just fucking can't wait to see where they're going to go with this.
Do you think we're going to get more Batroc the Leaper?
It's funny because they made sure we saw that he survived. He probably got scars and shit like that, but he survived that crash, so... you know, I think Marvel now is like trying to grow their villains more because they're probably gonna do some team up villain team up shit. They probably in the future some shit like that, like a Masters of Evil or Thunderbolts type of shit.
Yeah,
or you get the villains together and just to fuck up the Avengers or something like, or the new Avengers, whatever they're gonna be, you know, having joined the team later on in Phase 4. So you never know what's gonna go on. There's a lot of like the villains Flag Smasher. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing too, because they were breaking out like the end credits of the show, right? They show you mad Easter eggs. So, you know, the company that gave this dude, US Agent, his powers was mentioned in the end credits. There's like a scene of the company that, you know, gave this dude superhuman strength, like kind of like Steve Rogers, but not strong.
Yeah.
So he might be the one that gave this dude, US Agent, his powers, or like the Flag Smashers, their powers, that they're able to fucking have superhuman strength and do all the shit they're doing. So they're already teasing that. They're teasing like the Black Captain America, that the guy who got tested with the Super Soldier Serum first before Steve Rogers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you hear about that comic book? It's called Truth.
I heard about the comic book, but I don't know about the tease.
Yeah, there was I forgot the actor's name, but he was
like his face or something, right?
Huh?
They show like his face or something.
Yeah, they show his face. Like, it was like the files classified, but they show like half his face. But the guy, I think, the funny thing too, this guy, I think he played Martian Manhunter at one point too. The actor that got to play like Isaiah Bradley. That's the character's name, who was like the first test subject for the Super Soldier Serum. So, you know, he's gonna play a part in the show too, which is crazy because they're gonna show like the fucked up side of the soup, like the, you know, all the testing they had to do before they gave it to Steve Rogers and shit like that.
Yeah.
And you find out there was a black Captain America in the background all this time, but you know, he had to be kept a secret because you know they couldn't let it get out that it was a black super soldier out there or some shit. So it's gonna be interesting to see how they're gonna deal with that in future episodes. And they got that they gotta go to that X-Men location too.
Marjapur,
yeah. So there's already theories going on with that.
Oh man, there's theories all over the place now.
You hearing Weapon X shit taking place there. You might see some villains from like the X-Men universe or some shit like that. Who knows
what they might see. It's gonna be one of them.
Yeah. So it was the first episode. It was like 49 minutes, I think.
So, yeah, it was like 40-something minutes,
Yeah, so it was a pretty decent amount of stuff going on. You find out these Avengers are broke, B.
Nobody got paid.
As well as, like, really, though? I'm like, I guess, you know, you got free room and board if you stayed at the fucking complex and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
But how does the complex even sustain itself?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that was one thing to bring up that I found when it was weird. Like, why you gotta bring up finances for? like you're gonna be thinking about this shit too much now. Like, how was these motherfuckers surviving?
Yeah, like, what was Wanda and Vision doing? Or they were just living there in the compound?
It was Tony. It was like he had, you know, it was Stark Industries or whatever that like funded everything. So it was like, yeah, free room and board and whatever. Like, that's how I saw it. And then once he's gone, it's kind of, you know, it's been 5 years, too, since the snap. So it's like, what are they going to do?
But like, what do you think that Tony would have set something up after he died? Like, oh, you know, you guys still could get, like,
I would think
you still could be funded, right?
I'm assuming the government, you know, has some shit to do with it, where it's like, because you know, there's a lot of like you know, that the symbolism with like, oh, a black man can't get a loan from the bank, you know, like that whole shit. Yeah. Sorry that I had to say it in jive, but like,
yeah, you're gonna be like, the whole bank,
damn, racist, bro.
Black man. Sorry, it just comes out naturally.
You were trying to emphasize with the black people, so you were trying to put yourself in there.
So, you know, so it's like with that in mind, I think, like, you know, and then you said to yourself, like, you know, with the whole, you know, Black Avenger, Black Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be some kind of, you know, I guess, sign or symbolism with the whole Black Lives Matter movement and all that stuff. Like, I don't know.
I think this is like just a show, like just like to show people, like every time they wanted to experiment on shit, it was always like black people first or something like that. Oh, like that's a city experiment when they just affected all these people with syphilis and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like you were like they were trying to be like, oh, you see, like. They weren't just going to test it on Steve. Steve Rogers wasn't going to be like the first one to test it because they didn't want to take the chance of killing, you know, a white guy before they know it works or not. So they was like, all right, let's test it on the black guy first. If he lives, we can test it on the white guy. Yeah. If he dies, we got to work on this shit and test it again on another black guy.
Just tell him the injections for polio.
Yeah, exactly. Which would have happened back then if this shit was available. They would have been like, all right, we can have a super soldier. But I'm like, all right, I don't want to kill no white men because we might need them if this shit works. So let me try it on the black guys.
They'll take money for that.
But yeah, it's going to be like, because we're already told that it was going to deal with some political issues. So from the get, so, you know, which will make sense because, you know, after with the topics that these guys in the Flag Smasher organization, you know, or want to happen, stuff like that, is like, you know, no borders, open borders, no countries. They shouldn't be countries. Everybody should just be able to live freely and do whatever they want and all that type of shit. That would be a dope concept because, like, they're going to talk about what happened during, like, the blimp, what happened, like, the snap, what happened during that time, like, everything was more relaxed because it was hardly anybody on Earth. You know what I mean? So probably, you know, there was no passports. You could travel wherever you want or some shit like that. But when everybody came back, shit went back to normal. Like they closed up again. So that'd be interesting to see like how they could have handled that shit. Maybe, you know, we could sympathize with the Flag Smashers, find out who they're working for, where does Baron Zemo play in all this? Because, you know, I don't think he wants fucking super-powered soldiers running around because that was his whole thing, right? To get rid of all the fucking superheroes. Yeah, so he might be like the wild card.
Maybe he has to work with Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes, Winter Soldier had like a list and it had Zemo's name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't see Zemo's name.
Yeah, there's a list of like who he's like, I don't know.
Making amends.
Making amends,
yeah.
Well, he actually got that lady arrested earlier.
And, that's his way of making amends, though, so you don't know. Yeah,
so you know what he's going to do to Zemo.
Well, in the trailers, there was a point that they show him meeting up with Zemo where he points the gun, but he drops the bullets out of the gun or some shit like that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they show some part like that in the trailer, so maybe that's like him making amends or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this series, man. It's a lot of shit. I wasn't expecting a War Machine to pop up.
Yeah, me neither.
So that's dope because he's having his own Disney Plus show coming out too. So that's going to be fucking sick. Armor Wars.
I can't help you now. I got other things going on.
Yeah. Check me out. June 2022.
I'm going to be honoring Iron Man. Yeah. I'm going to give the government Iron Man's helmet.
Yo, everybody was cracking jokes on the new Captain America, bro. You seen that
shit? His helmet fits so weird.
That helmet is not fucking doing anything for that fucking head.
His ears come out.
Weird. Yeah, it's mad weird. The chin strap is mad fucking weird, too. For some reason, this dude looks like... they say that he looks like the dude from Up.
He looks like that old man from Ripley's Believe It or Not that can like put his chin over his lid.
They put the Captain America helmet, the USA agent helmet, on the guy on the old man from Up, and it's just like it's like this dude. Because they make it seem like this dude just has a fucking straight square fucking head. Like, it's weird.
And you know, that's curves like mushed together.
Like
way.
He has no teeth or something. Like,
His whole. Like that kind of face, but like not angry.
Yeah. You know that's Kurt Russell's son, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Goldie Hawn's, yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Where'd he get the Irish mouth from?
I think that he has Goldie Hawn's mouth.
You're right.
Yeah. The little thin ass lips and shit.
Square chin.
Yeah. So yeah, John Walker, man. The fucking the US government did fucking Falcon dirty, man.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. See, that's another shit too. They don't want no black Captain America.
That's what I was gonna say, yeah.
Up, son.
We can have a black Captain America. What would the world think?
But it's cool because everybody's upset because they did Sam dirty. Because like they wanted Sam to... You know what's crazy? Because like, because when they did it in the comics, you know, the regular suspects were fucking going crazy. Oh, they the woke Captain America, blah, 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 just because Sam was taking over. But they had no problem when Bucky took over and all the people that took over as fucking Captain America, right? But you see on the live action side, people are like rooting for Sam to be Captain America, which is crazy to me. Because you didn't have that when it happened in the comics. You had people hating on it. But, you know, everybody hated the fucking U.S., the John Walker character because, you know, he's not Sam. And Steve gave the shield to Sam to be Captain America. Because I was surprised, like, seeing everybody's reaction online, how they want Sam to be Captain America. Because I was expecting a little, like, of the same with when they did in the comics. But it's been positive so far. Like, they'd rather have Sam as Captain America than this dude. And I guess, like, I don't know. It's like something about this dude. He's just like unlikable for some reason. I don't know what it is.
He doesn't look like he should be in that Captain America costume. It doesn't fit him.
It's like a frat bro in a Captain America Halloween costume. It's like, ah, like you don't get Captain America, bro. He has a gun too. I was like, oh.
Oh
man.
Yeah, I saw that. Not my Captain America.
Yeah. Well, he seems like he's gonna be popular because they have this dude coming out during fucking football games, during marching bands, celebrating him and shit like that. So, who knows? Maybe he'll start off like everybody liking him, but then he does some fucked up shit. Everybody's like, "Oh, fuck this guy."
But he's gonna be kind of like Homelander.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be a good storyline to see, like him just falling from grace,
mm-hmm.
which is probably gonna happen because they fucking ruined it. That's the one thing I might, because we know Sam eventually gets back the fucking shield.
On the trailer.
Yeah, because you see him like throwing it, practicing throwing it with the trees and shit like that. And you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I expected to see that right away and I didn't see it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. They were showing like in the first episode, him like fucking around with the shield.
Yeah.
Then deciding to like, oh, I don't think I'm able to fucking do this. Give it up. But yeah, man, that was bad grimy. I'm like, damn, I want to see fucking episode 2 already because they fucking did this guy dirty too, man.
I'll see how he gets it back.
Like, why even take the shield, bro? Like, that's fucking wild, man. Like, just get a new shield.
Yeah, like, right? Well, I mean, it's vibranium then. They don't have access to vibranium like that.
That's the thing too. Like, with the whole, like, it seemed like when Tony Stark died, like, the government took over everything. Like, the government grabbed Vision's body. Mm-hmm. The government, like, fucking hijacked Cap Shield. Like, come on. Like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Shit's wild.
Probably Armor Wars is going to be something like that, where, like, the government does some shit with Stark's armor.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, something's happening. Maybe secret invasions. Maybe some Skrulls are behind all this shit going on right now.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wasn't there already talks of, like, a secret invasion?
It's gonna be a show. Yeah. That's gonna be Nick Fury's show, pretty much. Yeah. Him and the guy who played the Head Skrull in Captain Marvel. They're both gonna star in it. So maybe Monica shows up in that too, real quick, to help out with whatever's going on.
That'd be cool.
Maybe the Skrulls are personating top government officials. Because Kevin Feige was talking about, like, you know, secret evasion is definitely not going to be like the same type of secret evasion in the comic books because he's like, pretty much, we won't have enough characters to do what they did in the comic books the secret evasion stuff. So pretty much all the new characters we're going to have, we can't turn them into Skrulls because we're just introducing them now. So, you know. Sure. So it's interesting to see where they're going to go with this. Maybe just it is some, you know, the Haywards or, you know, the shady government official in this episode that gave away that lied to Sam about the shield. Maybe they all Skrulls.
I think it'd be like way smaller scale than that.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see, man. it's good to have another show to talk about with theories and stuff like that. But yeah, I think on that note, guys, I think it's a good time in the podcast.
A whole hour was Snyder talking. Snyder cut, yeah.
Hey, we had a lot. It was a 4-hour movie, bro. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a fun one to do. Hyped. Like, things are getting back to normal. We got next up is Black Widow. So maybe it comes out on theaters only. Maybe it comes out on Disney Plus also. Who knows? We'll see. But yeah, things are getting back to normal, guys. Stay positive. And remember, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. And we're just a couple assholes with some opinions. Thanks for watching. Peace. Thanks for listening to.